In the process of making food, there are lots of products that just aren't fit for human consumption. Hulls of oats, lower-grade soybean oil, vegetable trimmings, and even animal parts that can't be consumed as meat. But just like in the old days when they'd be thrown to pigs as scraps, industry has found ways to recycle these massive amounts of would-be waste. And with today's high corn and grain prices, many farmers are interested in this less expensive kind of feed. Harvest Public Media's Kathleen Masterson reports.
Every factory that makes food, tomato sauce, oatmeal, cereals, pasta, has some kind of waste. In large-scale bakeries, sometimes loaves get burned or a batch gets misformulated. And it's actually cheaper for both factories and farmers to reuse this would-be waste in animal feed than it is to bury it in a landfill. Often more than 50% of livestock feed is being recycled in some way, says Iowa State University animal scientist Mike Persia.
Animal agriculture is one of the leaders in the green revolution, even though they never really touted that.
Persia says one common example is the oil waste from making soybean oil, the number one product made from soybeans. The oil that's below human grade gets added to livestock feed to fill the fat quotient of their diet. And oftentimes the livestock industry makes use of little things that you might not think of, but really add up. Like, where do all those seeds go that get removed from canned tomatoes?
I know I've done research evaluating tomato seeds, waste products of the tomato canning industry in poultry rations. So that's certainly, both from a poultry and a dairy perspective, something that can occur.
The market for food production cast-offs is big enough that middlemen have gotten into the business. For example, some ag companies buy bakery byproduct, bread, dough, and pastry seconds, and blend it to sell to farmers to mix into cattle feed. Ag Partners is one Iowa company that does this, but they didn't want to say where they purchase rejected baked goods. In fact, some cattlemen were wary to share details, too. Jeff Clausen manages 3,000 cattle in two feedlots in western Iowa.
Where do you get the bakery byproduct?
I guess I'm a little bit sensitive about that because it's pretty competitive, not only between feedlots but also dog food companies in Omaha. They're kind of our competition.
Clausen says they use about 200 tons of bakery leftovers a week. It's not cheap, but he says the cost is usually about 70 or 80% the price of corn.
When corn's $2, it's not as big of an advantage to feed it, but when corn's $6 or $7, then everybody's looking for ways to get corn out of their ration.
With corn and grain prices fairly high, the demand for cheaper livestock feed isn't lost on food manufacturers. The Quaker Oats plant in Iowa, for example, has seen an increased interest in their oat and cereal leftovers. Tom Metelman is senior director of the Cedar Rapids plant.
You know, over the last few years, we've renegotiated a lot of our contracts to be a certain percentage of the corn or oat market, for example. So as the market moves, the value of our byproducts would move as well.
That means when corn prices go up, so does the price for those misformulated batches of oatmeal, Captain Crunch, and Life cereal. Cows and pigs munching on cereals doesn't seem too far-fetched, but even seconds from candy manufacturers make their way into animal feed. The Hershey Company, for one, sells their leftover chocolate to Cargill. But beyond carbs and calories, there's another large source of food waste, from meat processing. Everything from the animal carcass that isn't consumed by humans or doesn't go into pharmaceuticals or pet food gets rendered, says ISU's Mike Persia.
And basically that process is like a large pressure cooker. It uses high temperature and high steam to, you know, degrade the bones, degrade the tissue, any residual meat, any fat.
The meat, blood, and bone meal and the fat are then used in livestock feed, though federal rules bar cows from eating cows because of the risk of mad cow disease. What any individual farmer uses in his feed is partly based on his location and availability, or what company supplies the feed. Most develop specific formulas with their vet or animal nutritionist to get the right balance of nutrients. Some estimate this kind of food recycling saves thousands of tons from going into landfills every year. And that's not to mention the money it can save farmers, especially in the days of sky-high corn. I'm Kathleen Masterson, Harvest Public Media.